Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 396 of Rams Up. Going to get you caught up on a few things that happened today. Before we do that, Paul, Tom, Ian, and I decided to push the roundtable back one day. We wanted to make sure we captured everything that's gone on the first 2 days of the legal tampering period, as well as the first real day of free agency. So that'll be coming at you Thursday morning. The craziness slowed down a little bit for the Rams, but they did add one of our favorite players, Darius Williams, D-Will, coming back to the Rams, a 3-year deal, about $22.5 million, very similar to the Colby Parkinson deal, actually. According to Rams Wire, that makes him the 30th highest paid cornerback in the NFL by average salary. Now, a gut reaction for a lot of people is maybe the Rams overpaid, but according to Pro Football Focus, he was the second most valuable cornerback in the NFL last year per PFF WAR. And interestingly, John Johnson stepped in to do some recruiting here. Johnson's a free agent as I'm recording this, but maybe that suggests where he's going to eventually end up, and that would plug a hole for the Rams as well. D-Will played 4 seasons for us, earned a Super Bowl victory, of course. Then he went to the Jags for 2 years. He's 30 years old, had a really solid 2023 season, 4 interceptions. And apparently he was one of 7 players to have 4 interceptions as well as 2 forced fumbles. What I'm not sure about is he our number one corner or is he our number two corner? Is there another shoe that's going to drop in the cornerback room? Or is it going to be D-Will and a high draft pick? Someone like Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, I'm not sure who the Rams like, Quinyon Mitchell. Or is it going to be D-Will and Akilah Witherspoon? Or is Witherspoon moving on and it's going to be D. Will and Darion Kendrick and a later draft pick? We'll have to see how it plays out, but it's a really good step in the right direction, adding D. Will to our cornerback room. That is for sure. Very happy to have him back. Do I have a favorite D. Will play? Yeah, well, it's the same one we all remember. It's the favorite D. Will play for all of us, that playoff game in Seattle. DK Metcalf on the sideline complaining he's not getting the ball. Next time Seattle gets the ball, they do everything they can to get DK Metcalf the ball as quickly as possible. And how do they do that? Well, let's throw him a little screen on the left flat. And D. Will saw it coming, jumps it, pick six. Rams went on to win that game in Seattle. That was the Terry Bradshaw. It's going to take a miracle for the Rams to win up their game. Maybe the D. Will pick six was a miracle, but I think it was just a really smart play by a young cornerback. Rams still have some work to do, still have a little bit of money left, maybe some contracts getting reworked, but have to like what they're doing here. Kind of ironic, though, that given how they played last year, their first four signings were all on the offensive side of the ball. This is the first add on the defensive side. I ran across an opinion by Chris Sims on what the Rams are doing, and I have to tell you, he's suddenly becoming a fan of the Rams. See if he can convert Mike Florio. I kind of doubt it. And he is seeing what we have seen over the last year, a transformation of Sean McVay. He's got an older quarterback. He's going with a big, strong interior offensive line, going to protect his quarterback, run the ball, get back to play action. And this Ram offense will have the ability to put teams in a bind. You want to deal with our offensive line and Kyren Williams? Or, hey, maybe we're going to play action and hit Puka and Cooper and DeMarcus on their precise routes that they run. Great with the ball in their hands as well. This offense could be really exciting and really deadly. Before we move on to some other stuff, I wanted to talk about Colby Parkinson real briefly, and I'm going to have a player focus on him on the YouTube channel in the next few days or so, helping us get to know him a little bit. The one thing that I'm not sure about, can he run those tight end screens that Tyler Higbee was so good at? We'll have to see. Doesn't seem like that would be his skill set. He's 6'7", so big for that, so tall. But hey, they can use him in other ways. He's still a great add. Just not sure if he has that in his bag of tricks. Now, as far as free agent signings across the league, or at least potential signings, reported signings about to happen, the big one from the Rams' perspective has to be Danielle Hunter to the Texans, another team that's on the rise. Brian Burns off the market, Leonard Floyd off the market, and now Hunter. I'm thinking they're going to make a run at Khalil Mack. We'll have to see. That's one group I still think they have to improve. They got a lot of bodies, but I'm not sure they have that real difference maker yet. Other signings of interest, Derrick Henry to the Ravens. Now that is going to be a tough thing for defenses. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the same backfield. Imagine that. The Seahawks lost Will Disley to the Chargers, and they also lost linebacker Jordan Brooks to the Dolphins. But they did retain defensive lineman Leonard Williams. They kind of had to after making that trade for him. Had to re-up him, keep him in Seattle. Another old Ram cornerback, Troy Hill, re-signs with the Panthers, and another kicker off the market, one that I had said could end up in Los Angeles, Chase McLaughlin, back with the Bucks. He was my low-end kicker, if you want to characterize it as that, that the Rams might go after if they couldn't get Nick Folk, Greg the Leg, or some of these other guys. And Sam Darnold to the Vikings. People acting like he's going to compete for a starting job there. He may be a bridge quarterback for someone else for a draft pick. I guess he could end up being the starter, but I don't think that'll last long. If you missed it, the league made a fix as far as comp picks go. Admitting a mistake, you don't see this from the NFL very often. The Bengals were mistakenly awarded the 208th pick when they should have gotten a third round pick, number 97 overall. So every pick the Rams have after 83 That would be their, I think it was 98. Now it becomes pick number 99 and so on. Everybody moves back one spot. If you're in between 97 and 208, every pick between those moves back one. Not a big deal, but kind of funny, actually. I saw an ad for a forthcoming special, Locked In on Matthew Stafford. I saw the preview of this, and man, it got me pumped. I can't wait to see that. Keep your eye out for that. I'm going to go through the Rams shopping list and what their starting lineup would be if they were to take the field tomorrow, given these additions. Before I do that, I have to admit I might have been wrong on the Atlanta Falcons. I didn't see this coming. I questioned their odds to win the Super Bowl. They seem to have some pretty good odds, which surprised me. But now, starting to think, this could be a very, very good football team. You got Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson running the show. They added Kirk Cousins. They have Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and I think Drake London has a bunch of potential too. And now they add Darnell Mooney. Every time I hear that name, I think about him and Jalen Ramsey, how Mooney was trash-talking Ramsey. Very entertaining. But he is a good wide receiver, and the Falcons also have the 8th pick in the draft. They could go a lot of ways with that. They could pick an offensive lineman or add another weapon at that 8 spot. A lot of potential there. So the Atlanta Falcons, right now, Falcons-Bucks, going to be duking it out in the NFC South, I think. So we'll be back in a second. Review the shopping list and what the Rams would look like if they took the field tomorrow.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, let's review my 13-point shopping list. Heading into free agency, what did the Rams need to get done? First, they needed to add Kevin Dotson or a similar player. Check, they got that done, signing Kevin Dotson. Number two, they needed to add a number one cornerback. For now, I'm going to take credit for this. Check, is D-Will the guy, though? I don't know, but I think he's our number one cornerback right now. So we're going to cross that off our list. We may have to revisit it, though. Third, a surefire edge rusher, still shopping. And four, a safety. Now, John Johnson suggesting that maybe he's still a Ram, the way he's acting, recruiting D. Will to the Rams. Number five, a backup quarterback. Hey, you know what? Reports that Stetson Bennett is working out. Have we given up on him too soon? I don't know. We'll see. But Rams definitely need to address the backup quarterback position. Number six, a kicker we can count on. I have heard no news on that front. Number seven, we need another interior offensive lineman. Check, Jonah Jackson, probably going to be our left guard with Avila moving to center. Eight, we need an inside linebacker. No news there. Nine, we need our next left tackle. This is kind of a stretch wish here. Be nice if we could find someone in the draft that is maybe our left tackle of the future. And I do not mean to sell Alaric Jackson short. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe this doesn't belong on our list. Number 10, a number three wide receiver. Check, DeMarcus Robinson. And number 11, a tight end. Check, Colby Parkinson. And the last two items on the list, 12 and 13, I've assigned to the draft, items we will address in the draft, a promising young cornerback and a promising young wide receiver. That is my shopping list. Five items on the list of 13 checked off. Rams are rounding into shape. Now, what would the Rams starting lineup look like if they took the field tomorrow? And by the way, I'm assuming Alaric Jackson is going to sign this tender, and the Rams are going to be in good shape there. The offensive line left to right, Alaric Jackson, Jonah Jackson, Steve Avila, K. Kevin Dotson, and Rob Havenstein. That's a pretty darn good offensive line. Very promising. Some concerns about the depth. Warren McClendon, Zach Thomas, Mike McAllister, Logan Bruss, Grant Miller. Yeah, we might need some help there. I'd expect us to draft a tackle. Our tight end group, you know, we got two guys injured, Hunter Long and Tyler Higbee, but I think this unit's in good hands with Colby Parkinson and Davis Allen. And then we got the two guys on reserve future contracts. If Hunter Long or Tyler Higbee is back, maybe by game 4 or 6, I think we'll be okay. If not, we may need to add yet another tight end, unless one of these two guys, Forrestall or Kalinic, are up to the task. Our starting wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and DeMarcus Robinson. Absolutely no complaints with this group, especially if Kupp is healthy. Watch out. Going to be a very good wide receiver room. The backups, nothing special. Tutu Atwell, Ben Skowronek, Xavier Smith, probably going to draft a wide receiver as well. Quarterback room is really thin. Matthew Stafford, technically Stetson Bennett, and Dresser Wynn need someone there, but our starter is a top 5 or 6 quarterback in this league. I don't care what anybody tells you. That's how I feel about him. In a running back room, Kyren Williams, Ronnie Rivers, and Zach Evans. Going to have to add a player there, but Kyren Williams, hey, just like Stafford, top 5 or 6 running back. And Chris Sims, by the way, agrees with me on that. Defensive line, the starters would be Aaron Donald, Kobe Turner, and Bobby Brown. The backups, rotational-wise, Deshaun Johnson and Corey Durden. Not a lot after that. We may not have anything after that, actually, so we need to add a body or two there. I was hoping it was going to be Greg Gaines. Not going to happen. Still, with that starting three, not too shabby. Inside linebackers, Ernest Jones, Jake Hummel, and Taku Kasi, the guy out of Rutgers. Probably need an add a player to that group too. Christian Roseman's probably going to come back, I have a feeling. And the cornerbacks, Darius Williams and Darion Kendrick with Kobe Durant in the slot maybe. Quentin Lake probably playing the star position. Sean Jolly and Trey Tomlinson as backups. Still not totally satisfied with this group. Took a step in the right direction. Still needs some work though. And there's also Cam McCutcheon, by the way. And the outside linebackers, Byron Young, O'Shawn Mathis, Keir Thomas, Nick Hampton. You know, that's a pretty good group, but we need to beef it up. We need a difference maker in this group, and I'm not convinced we have one yet. This unit needs a little bit of work. And the safety group, you know, right now, Quentin Lake had been playing the star position for the Rams, kind of moving all over. Probably have to start him at safety tomorrow morning. Russ Yeast and Quentin Lake, the backups, Jason Taylor and Tanner Engel. I'm thinking John Johnson comes back, and maybe it's John Johnson and Russ Yeast, and we add a 5th or 6th round safety in the draft. And special teams. Right now, Xavier Smith, if he makes this roster, is probably the returner. Alex Ward, a very good long snapper. Ethan Evans, fine with him as our punter. Tanner Brown, our kicker. I don't think that's going to last. I don't know where we're going to find a kicker. I'm thinking maybe it's the kid from Stanford late in the draft. There's a couple others that might cut it. The kicker from Alabama, for one. But that's a position I'm still extremely worried about. That's what we'd take the field with tomorrow if we had to. Love our offensive line, our wide receivers, our starting quarterback, our starting running back, two of our guys up front on defense, Ernest Jones, Quentin Lake, and a couple of promising young cornerbacks playing alongside Darius Williams. In a nutshell, that's where we're at. I like our tight end group, although with the injuries, it's a little bit concerning. Where do we need the help? Safety, a difference maker on the edge, and depth at a bunch of positions. Hey, doing things a little bit differently here. I'm going to wrap things up talking about a player who wore number 96 since it is episode 396, and I'm going to combine it with a free agency trivia question. Actually, it's a question about a trade that happened during the free agency period quite a few years back. On March 2nd, 2007, the Detroit Lions traded this player, this defensive end, to the St. Louis Rams for a conditional draft selection. Ended up having a nice little career with the Rams. 5 years with the Rams, 30 sacks, and finally released almost 12 years ago, March 12, 2012. Who was this player? A number 96, traded from the Detroit Lions to the St. Louis Rams in 2007 for a conditional draft pick. Give you a moment to think about this one. You got it, James Hall. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.